Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, back from we'll find out about that. Back now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where are you back from? Did you tell me? And I
was traveling. I was traveling in the Caribbean. It was great to be warm, and I come back and it's freezing cold. All right, that'll teach me.
In Louisiana, what was the temperature in Louisiana?
Right now, 29.
That's pretty chilly for Louisiana.
Pretty chilly. Right. For Chicago, that's Tuesday. For us, it's, oh, my gosh, yeah. Where's the bread and milk?
Well, it's...
Hey, I want to... Go ahead.
Well, it's right now it's 18 where I'm sitting.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hats off to you. Yeah. Way colder.
Yeah.
So while I'm traveling, I'm reading judges' rulings when I'm not basking in the sun. And I read Judge Cormac Carney's results where he told the state of California, that gun control, not so fast. You guys made this stuff up. And the law he's talking about, called SB2, was one of the knee-jerk reactions after Bruin said, oh, you lowly citizens, you actually do have the right to keep and bear arms, and states have to respect that, so they have to issue carry permits. And California legislators said, yeah, but you can't carry anywhere. It used to be that, oh, you're going to go to a courtroom. Now, you may be a witness, you may be a defendant, but if you're in the courtroom, the state is providing the security. So all the guns stay outside. There are often magnetometers there.
Right.
Okay. There may be other offices in the building, but it's the courtroom that they're protecting. And then the California Democrats said, well, that's such a good idea. In fact, we like that a lot. How about public libraries? Because those are government buildings, too. And since we're doing government then library, kids are there, then daycare centers, zoos and museums. Education. Oh, synagogues. Yeah. Oh, and since we've got synagogues, we'll do churches and mosques. And the judge said, no, you're making this up. There isn't a history of that. You can find isolated examples. But there's absolutely not a history of it going back to 1779, I think, is the date. And, stadiums and arenas, because we said that some markets, you shouldn't carry in markets. Nope. Now, what's interesting is the judge said by the way, the law gets really bizarre, because like the fine print at the bottom says, not only did we mean all those places, but all the parking lots outside of them, too. Oh, and banks. And the judge just wouldn't have any of it. About time. I think California is going to decide to lose small.
Okay, so when you say lose small, and I know what you mean, but what are they going to lose small with? That's the part I'm...
Well, what I think they're going to do is basically relabel this, shuffle all the paragraphs, and pass it again, because, now the law's effectively enforce a duplicate of this, and it may take months and months and months for the judge to say, no, you're doing it again, stop. In the meantime, if California appeals this and it goes up to to a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, then it applies to all of the Ninth Circuit, not just California where the law was passed. That means Hawaii and Washington State cannot have laws like this because it's been found to be unconstitutional. And I think they'd rather use the legislature to pass unconstitutional laws and flood the courts.
Well, that almost seems like they're already doing that to a certain degree with all these broom response laws. Is that
right?
Part and parcel of it?
Yep. This is just the first one to where a judge said, yeah, I'm enjoining it. And what that means is it's not law. You can't enforce this.
That's interesting.
There was another one where a different law, this was all the way over in Florida, because of the way it was brought, though, it has almost no applicability, other than a bunch of smart legal lawyers are going to go, oh, I see what you did there. There was a truck driver, drove truck for the U.S. Mail, and he goes, you know, I got mail in the back. People steal it because it's full of government checks that are issued. Everybody's Social Security check. And the law says I'm supposed to be disarmed. I don't like getting robbed anymore, so I'm carrying a gun. And some federal marshals evidently caught wind of this and tried to arrest him. He ran rather than be arrested.
Right.
Later he turned himself in. And the judge said, well, wait a minute. Okay, I got that he shouldn't have run. Okay, so resisting arrest, yeah, don't do that. But this law in 1968 is the first time we said you can't have guns in post offices. That's not 1779. No, this law is way unconstitutional. But the way the court case was filed, it was as applied, meaning it only applies to this one individual. But now somebody's going to go, oh, wait a minute. I want to walk into a court, I'm sorry, not a courtroom, a post office. It may just be the area where my post office box, there may be no people, no employees in the entire facility. And I'm told I can't even bring my firearm into the parking lot. So that's the next case that has to get brought. And they will use this law coming out of a circuit in Florida as part of their stepping stones to prove it. Crazy world.
It is a crazy world. It is a very crazy world.
I want to back up before we jump into more news.
Yes.
I almost always carry inside the waistband.
Yes.
And now I'm going, I need some outside. You almost always carry outside the waistband, don't you?
I do, but I still carry concealed. I do.
Oh, yeah. No, got it.
So are you wanting to know what kind of holster I use?
Exactly. Talk to the man with experience.
So the thing about an outside-the-waistband holster, the thing that's nice is it's a little lower. Or it can be a little lower, but the lower you go, the longer your shirt tail has to be if you're going to conceal it.
Yep.
But I have found through... And I'll have to figure out where to tell people to go to get this, I guess. But Super Dave Harrington made this very he had this very minimal holster designed for his Glock 45, which I know you could. You know what? We'll talk about that in the next segment before we run out of time here. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens, and Bill and I suddenly have plenty to talk about every week.
No matter what it is, if he's here every week, we have plenty to talk about. If he takes a little break here and there, cruising about the Caribbean and basking in the sun, we still have plenty to talk about when he gets back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and you were just asking me about an outside the waistband holster.
So, right.
And one thing I need to qualify with there's one thing I don't like about outside the waistband holsters. They all move up and down your belt, left or right, forward or back. They all move depending on where your belt loops fall. Having said that, the one that I use the most here when I'm carrying outside the waistband is my very simple S-Dave rig. It would be easier to send you a picture of it. It's one piece of Kydex that is cut into a pattern, then it's folded in on itself, and then the top part of it is folded in on itself to make the belt loop. And it's
gotcha.
It's not like these belt. It's not like the holsters like Roger Ward makes that has the loop on the front and back of the holster. This is just one
yep.
loop at the top. So it hangs a little lower. It's a little easier to draw the gun out of. It can be adjusted. But the thing about the outside waist, are you going to carry open carry or are you going to still conceal?
Oh, no, it'll still be concealed.
Yeah. See, the other thing about the outside waistband holster is for here in South Carolina, we now have open carry with a permit. I haven't figured that one out
right.
yet. And that outside the waistband that we can carry in the open, I tell people if you're not going to carry a gun, if you're going to carry a gun that way and it's not going to be in a retention holster, then you're sort of being foolish.
Yeah.
So if I carry outside the waistband, I'm still concealing it. Having said that, you know, my biggest issue with them, and this is horrible to say, but the best holster that doesn't move that's outside the waistband is a paddle.
Yes. Yep.
But most of the time, the paddle holsters have such a push out from your body that it looks like you have like a gun-shaped tumor coming off of that hip. So it's sort of hard to conceal.
Let's describe this. So instead of just having a set of belt loops hold the holster to your belt,
right.
There's a large sheet of either Kydex, originally it was leather,
yeah.
that would go against your skin. Down south, it's nice to have some leather because you don't want plastic against your body.
Right.
We sweat a lot down here. But those were often used in competition to hold the grip of the gun away from your body so you could easily get your finger inside the grip.
Right.
And now that's more real estate that you got to cover with a shirt, and it makes you look funny.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
I mean, most of the outside the waistband holsters I wear of that type are like I use G-code for that. So I have what's called the RTI attachment that is their proprietary attachment. And that punches in on something, and it's completely locked, and it's going nowhere, and it's a retention holster, but it sits well away from your body. So there's unless you're, like, wearing an overcoat, which I guess right now we'd be wearing, but, you know, can't take the overcoat.
Right now it would look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fine right now.
Okay. When I was down south, when I'm traveling with a group, I try and avoid politics. Because it's you can mess up a vacation in a heartbeat that way. But I did notice still there was a bunch of vitriol thrown at Trump and Trump supporters by the usual suspects.
Right.
New York Times, LA Times, CNN. And I'm going, wait a minute, what? Stop. So you're telling me that Trump is Hitler because he wanted to enforce borders and keeping people out of your country is claiming that your citizens are special, and that's like Hitler. Okay, it took four senses for us to get to Hitler. This is a bad trend. And Trump is not only Hitler, but we need to disarm the ordinary citizens of the United States. I'm going, wait, stop. I remember what World War II was about. And 35 million people died. That's a bad thing. We don't want to do that. And if we're facing a threat to democracy and Trump is the face of tyranny, why do we want to disarm citizens? It kind of feels like one of those, are you drunk enough that this makes sense to you? I mean, Am I unusual? Did I have one too many pina coladas on the boat, and I'm the only one that sees that, Bill?
No, see, right now in Germany, for example, they have this they have this group that they're calling for the deportation of a lot of people in Germany, which they've taken in a lot of Islamic people.
Wow, they have.
And it's taken on a threat within the country. And
yes.
The way this is being portrayed is that this is a right-wing movement, and the last time a right-wing movement had this much sway in government, it was the Nazis, right?
Right.
So, but the Nazis were socialists, which is left.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's all this stuff. It's a word salad that they put together to try to,
gotcha.
And, you know, you've seen it before. We'll see it again. I mean, the mere idea that they're going to get out there and pitch gun control as a means. Well, while in the same token, you can, if you ask them a deep enough question, they'll say, well, of course, the criminals aren't going to listen to the gun control. So that means it's only affecting the law abiding. So you're prohibiting the law abiding from doing something they're never going to do in the first place. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of whom and which, because it is so darn cold, this article caught my eye, and it came out of Pennsylvania. And a friend of mine lives up there, and he goes, you know, the Amish, because of new regulations, they can't get guns. Because now we're saying you need a photo ID.
Oh.
And a state representative finally got something passed that said, wait a minute. We don't even use tribal IDs of the Indians, and we require a permanent address. If you're a trucker and you're basically living in your truck, why should the Indians, the Amish, and truckers lose their Second Amendment rights? And I went, wow. It's not the average guy that walks into the gun shop, but it's not nothing. And about time somebody tried to fix this. What the funny part is, I think they're going to have to fix both state and federal law. Once they fix the state law, then they've got a pretty fair shot at going to a federal judge. Hey, we give him a gun. He's got no criminal record, but the feds won't allow it. Now fix this. And once that happens, ooh, the lid's off the container.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing they're fighting against. I mean, and that's why you were just talking about the deluge of cases that tie up the courts and everything.
Right.
I mean, I got asked one time, I don't even have time to go into this story. I'll explain it when we get back. And we'll also tell you how we'll also tell you how to find Mr. Morse here, because we don't even have time to do that, because we've been talking so much, and the host, that being me, hasn't been paying attention to the clock. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. 24 Republican governors are supporting Texas in its dispute with the federal government regarding border security. Among them, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
The American people need to ask themselves, why are they directing the Border Patrol to cut razor wire?
The border town of Eagle Pass, Texas is deploying additional razor wire, particularly in response to increased incidents of illegal immigration. Alabama executed a convicted murderer with nitrogen gas Thursday, putting him to death with a first-of-its-kind method. 58-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead last night at an Alabama prison after breathing pure nitrogen gas through a face mask to cause oxygen deprivation. Meta is removing teenagers' ability to receive messages from strangers on Facebook and Instagram. The company saying this week the changes are part of its ongoing efforts to provide age-appropriate experiences for teens across its social media apps. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Ron Morse. And first of all, tell everybody how to find you since we didn't get a chance to do that.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep that under 20 minutes. It comes out once a week, a snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog, a couple articles there a week. 2100 are waiting for you if you want to dig back a decade. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
What I was about to tell you was that a long time ago when I first got involved in radio, the radio station I was at was the former home of the Columbia branch of Air America, which was the Al Gore talk radio experiment.
Right.
Right? So everybody there was a leftist. And everybody they syndicated on that on WOIC 1230 AM WOIC, everybody there was all of their syndicated hosts were also leftists. Their biggest one was Randy Rhodes, not the guitar player.
Hmm.
So one day I got asked by one of the other hosts to be a guest on their show because they wanted to ask the question: why does talk radio only work when it's conservative? Which my portion of that interview was very short because all I said was, well, look at what you're selling. Nowadays, with gun control and with the decriminalization of crime, and see, the perception is, now where you live, you probably don't, have you seen an uptick in crime in your part of the country where you live right now?
That depends on what you mean by my part. If you mean New Orleans.
Right.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, but where you're at.
Shreveport.
Where you're at. Where you live.
In my city, no.
Right. See, it's all going to be relative, and it's all going to be relative to the policy.
Right.
And the perception is that we have crime going up, which it is going up. But it's only going up statistically based upon policies in a few. I mean, if we got rid of about five or six Democrat-run cities, we're at the very bottom of the barrel when it comes to crime involving weapons.
Yes.
We're in the middle of the barrel right now as it is.
Right.
And because of that perception, right, the gun grabbers use that perception to try to tell us that we need to take your guns. Except you know that it's you're probably surrounded by guns where you live, and everybody's safe with them, and everybody is safer because they are present, right?
Right.
Not the way they make it sound. So I don't know with what they're selling, with the premises that they're trying to push upon us as to why we need to do this and why we need to do that. The fact of the matter is this. We have plenty of experiments where they have control of cities for, a century here in the United States. And we can look at their crime, and we can look at their poverty, and we can look at all the other, their educational level and all the other things going on there. And we can see that it's their issue. It's not where you live. It's not where I live. So
it's not a widespread problem.
No,
absolutely.
It is not. But the perception is based on numbers that they generate because, I mean, criminals in the United States, while, the criminal class of the United States is about as big as maybe not as big as the law enforcement class, which is to say it's not very big at all.
Right.
But when they keep getting caught and released and caught and released and caught and released,
right.
Well, then it seems like there's more of them than there actually is. So,
but the way you described it, this is a Twilight Zone framing issue.
Yeah.
Hi, I need to sell soap so the world is really violent and dangerous and criminals with guns, so you should be disarmed. And the American public, now, you're right, there are some segments of society that believe that. And most everybody else said, nah, you go first. I think I'm going to get a gun, and maybe I'm going to see if my girlfriend can get one, too.
Well, I mean, wow. I think it's fascinating. Like, if we look at the New Hampshire primary coming up right now, right? The press is trying to frame this as Nikki Haley has a chance in hell.
Right.
And she doesn't. She does not. And they're so desperate for this to be a thing that they're trying to make it a thing, and they're trying to create the perception that this is going to happen. And especially with polling. Polling is all of that is a psychology operation. They're getting out there, especially the exit polls. When me and you go vote, like you'd be in Lake Charles, and you're voting for whoever you're voting for, and you hope he wins, and you know it's for the good of the country. And then they tell you on the news that the exit polls indicate that the guy that you absolutely do not want to hold that office is winning.
And
everybody hearing that hasn't gone and voted yet is going to go, what's the point? We're losing.
Yep.
I'm just going to stay home. I'm not even going to waste that time. So it's a media-driven narrative that, it doesn't have any basis in I'll tell you another thing. With the morning show, everybody around here is very upset about the World Economic Forum.
Good.
Except the World Economic Forum is basically – It's the Klaus Schwab narcissism project.
Right.
They have no line of ascension in the event that he ever passes away to run it. They have real power. They have people showing up, but I mean, they had the president of the Heritage Foundation show up at this one and say, "You guys are the problem." They had the new president of Argentina get out there and say, "You guys are the problem." And they're speaking at the World Economic Forum. So they're out there. Plus, they got all kinds of other crazy. They're entertained in the middle of the talks with interpretive dancing going on in the middle of the aisles while they're sitting there having their meetings. They have so-called indigenous people painting their faces and speaking their native language and then spitting in the face, spitting off in the various directions because it's good luck. And then they go spit in the face of everybody. How do you take that seriously? But the perception is that they're going to enslave us, that they are going to make us eat crickets, that they're going to do away with gas. We're going to all live in 15 cities. We're going to own nothing and like it.
And isn't that interesting? If all you do is skim the headlines on your cell phone,
right? You would believe that.
You become a gun owner.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I think you're here for the wrong reasons, but we'll make you safe doing it.
Well,
let's solve that problem first.
You're here for the wrong reason because of the perception you have. However, make no mistake, if they could do it, they would.
Oh, they would.
They would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is the same thing as true with gun control. All that they can get on gun control is that which we allow them to take.
Right.
In these places
and
where, I mean, like in New York, they're always going to have gun control. Unless something happens. Unless the Vulcans come down and change their mind or something. The states that have gun control are always going to be gun control to the eyeballs. It's never going to change. For long, we'll start seeing, in 2 years, we'll see something else. It'll look just like the Bruin response bills. Because they're having to recycle the things they're having to do when they run out of options. So, once again, tell everybody how to find you before we run short of time here.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I also write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Hundreds of podcasts, thousands of written articles. Go and I find something to talk about.
Yeah, it's because it's such a target-rich environment. But the thing is, I mean, like, when with self-defense gun stories, for those of you, see, Rob is actually talking about something that really happened when he does that. It's not a perception. They're looking at a real event, and they pull it down, and then they sort of break it down and say, this is a pro, this is a con, and they move on. But it's based on a fact. And all these perceptions is polluting the airwaves right now. Most of them are not based on a fact. I want to ask you when we get back. I want to ask you about your M&P. Have you, that kind of thing.
Oh.
What's the new deal with the M&P?
Yeah.
Because you recently made that switch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And you recently, well, when I say recently, how long has it been since you decided to look at the Smith & Wesson M&P?
Oh, I started looking way back in the summer. My wife and I had both been to a training and qualification class, and we said, we're not as fast as we like. And the natural appointing ability of the Glocks, we didn't like it. So we went on the great gun hunt, which is go to a shooting range, rent some guns. Simple version. Start with two. Do you like the M&P or the H&K? Okay, try it. Oh, this one's better. Okay, next weekend, take the better one versus another. And eventually we found ones that pointed better for us, meaning when it comes out of the holster, the sights are on the target. It was much more instinctive for us. That bought a speed we couldn't make up. I did find out that the old Glock, though, if you have the time, get the sights, hold it, that barrel was extraordinarily accurate.
Right.
And I had to go to an aftermarket barrel to get that back. Now I have a nice compromise. What I think of is both speed and acceptable accuracy.
Yeah, the Glock, far from perfect. The only thing about Glock is that they were first, and because they were first, all the accessories are built for Glock. Now, are you having a hard time, or is it already dialed in the way you want? You send it to Doug at ATEI. Is it? How do you like the way it's set up now?
I've got inside the waistband holsters designed for M&Ps. There are enough of them out there. The thing I have to chase up is, you're right, the outside the waistband holster. I asked you about that. And also some magazine pouches. I won't carry those when I carry concealed, but when I train, I want to have them. And right. All right, I got to sell the Glock stuff, get the M&P. All right, big deal. We've done that before.
I've done it far too many times. The only reason, the biggest reason I am on Glock now, the biggest reason is I have holsters of every type, small of back, left-handed, yep, right-handed, shoulder holsters. I've got them all. I've got combat holsters. I've got retention holsters. I got attachment holsters. I got paddle holsters. And I got magazines. I've got 33 rounders and 27 rounders, 21 rounders, 17, 15. You know, I've got them all. And I had so much stuff for Glock that I'd never gotten rid of that when, yes, I decided to take this latest look at Glock, and then I found out what my problem was the whole time, which was not the Glock grip angle, but where I was hitting the trigger with the tip of my finger. Once I made that small adjustment, then I had everything I wanted out of it. But I will say that there are lots and lots of guns out there that have better ergos and a better feel than Glock. But all of them came about after Glock made the market.
Right.
And I think that's where the shortcoming shows up. Plus, the other thing about, like what you're facing now, how long has it been since you had to buy metal magazines?
Oh, wow. Yeah, decades?
How many Glock magazines did you have after all the training and carrying and shooting and competing that you've done?
A dozen?
And,
yeah.
And what is a Smith & Wesson M&P magazine, is that $40 or
$50? Yeah, in that bracket, yeah. Yes.
So then, of course, you're going to want that many. Yeah, you're going to want at least that many.
I do. That's where I'll probably have to break myself in slowly to do that.
Yeah.
But a friend that I had dinner with was asking that same question. You know, I think I got the wrong gun for me. I got it because it was pretty, he says. And I'd like to shoot it, but it's neither accurate nor does it feel like good in my hand. I said, that's awesome. That's wonderful because I really enjoy the gun hunt. Here, go try lots of different things. See how they feel and educate your hand and let the target talk to you. You know, if you pick it up and you're having to do a lot of work to find the sights, listen.
Yeah. But see, the only problem with that is if you're buying them, like if you go buy a gun and you decide it's not the gun for you, if you try to trade the gun, you're very likely going to get about 40% of the retail value for it. So you're going to lose money, right?
Right.
And that's the other reason that I for the first time in a long time, I'm happy with what I got. I'm good with what I got. So now I'm not, and I've got a couple of things that have, like for the Glock 19, I've got this company called Vantage Point Armory who sent me this compensator that bolts onto the top of a flashlight.
Flashlight, right.
So then I can take in, so it bolts onto the top of a Surefire X300, which I just happen to have one of those obscenely expensive flashlights laying around the house. And I took it and I bolted to it and I stuck it on the Glock 19, which means it'll also work for the Glock 45. Haven't shot it yet. But now this is a completely portable solution. If it works when I've got it on there, stupendous. But I can take it off if I want to with no tools at all. So,
yeah.
And I know
I'll be fascinated.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
I'm right here.
See how that goes. And I'm sure there'll be other things. But, I mean, I know the M&P is it. Right now there's a surge of popularity since the 2.0 is a better gun than the original one.
Right.
But a lot of people have always liked that M&P. I mean, that's what Rick Ector carries. He's carried that one. He probably still carries the same dogged out one he's had all of his life.
Right. Right.
And I think that is superb to find that one gun that works.
Right. And then, well, here's, you and I struggle with this balance. I never shoot as well as I'd like. Is it the gun or is it me?
Right.
It's easy to blame the gun. And at some point you have to go, the gun's good enough. I need to put in the effort.
Yeah.
And yeah, easy to blame the gun.
Well, I mean, that's what I was doing. That's exactly what I was doing. After we took the class.
And in your case,
yeah.
You needed some good coaching to go, move your finger there, Bill. And all of a sudden, the angels sang.
That's
and
the thing.
Here
That's
we
the
are.
Thing. Getting out there and try, sometimes if you're having an issue with a gun, before you go and get rid of it, maybe have somebody, a third person come look at you. Just watch your hands, watch your finger, watch what you're doing. The thing with Glock low and left and everything, that can either be grip or trigger. But you can rest assured the gun was designed to hit a target if you actually hold it in a manner that is conducive to it not moving when you pull the trigger. That's the thing. It's not supposed to move when you pull the trigger. In a nutshell. So, but for some people like Rob is a better marksman than me. I've looked at his targets and everything else. He's a better marksman than me. And then if he gets out there, and that's with Glocks. So if he's got a Smith & Wesson M&P and now he's tearing the middle out of the target, that's a confidence builder for a self-defense carrier.
Right.
When you know that you can hit what you're going to aim at.
Oh, and I was showing it to somebody. I really do like the new Primary Arms sight. It's not a dot, it's a V, but it has a ring around it that when you're right on target, the ring is almost off the sight. Maybe you can just see a little red in the corners. That helps me when I'm really hurrying and I go, oh, where's the dot? Between those two, I'm really happy.
Yeah, the dots and the sights are really evolving right now. They're going to make the gun, because the guns aren't evolving. So now the accessories are making the guns evolve. That's pretty good stuff. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes comes out once a week. I also write the Slow Facts blog. There are over 2,000 articles, I think, waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, it's been a pleasure. Stay healthy.
Oh, yeah. For all of you that want to see the latest thing that Rob has written that I'm aware of, they just printed something at Amaland called Is the Gun Dangerous or Is it the Criminal? Because Rob gets reprinted everywhere. Everybody, he gets reprinted everywhere. That's got to be pretty cool to think about. I'm going to write it, and it's just going to show up everywhere, and I'm not even going to try. So,
go ahead.
Of course, Dan is headed to SHOT Show. Gotcha. So that's not what's coming up next. I'll figure that out in just a second. I'm just sort of winging things. We'll be right back.
It is a target-rich environment. There's a lot to talk about.
Lots of ways to wing it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, my friend. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.